From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday confirmed that he did reimburse $130,000 to his personal attorney after his attorney, Michael Cohen, paid that amount to silence an adult actress who claimed she had an affair with Mr. Trump.
Rudy Giuliani told Fox News Channel's Hannity the president reimbursed Michael Cohen with money funneled through Cohen's law firm.
It's not campaign money.
Legal analyst Jonathan Turley says the White House is trying to shift the narrative.
The clear effort here is to create a legal defense for the president, even at the cost of more political damage.
It all seems to contradict what the president himself said on Air Force One last month.
Did you know about the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels?
Nor about where Cohen got the money.
These guys are making it up as they go along.
Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, on CBS This Morning.
I hope they keep talking and I hope they keep tweeting because our case just keeps getting better.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, a member of President Donald Trump's legal team, said three detained Americans are expected to be freed from North Korea soon. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert was asked to confirm this.
We certainly think it would be a very good sign if North Korea, and a wonderful gesture of goodwill, if North Korea were to release our three Americans who've been detained there.
Tony Kim and Kim Hak-sung were teaching at the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology and separately detained in 2017. They were accused of participating in anti-state activities and trying to overthrow the government. The third detainee, Kim Dong-chul, was arrested on the northeast tip of North Korea in October 2015, sentenced to 10 years in prison for hard labor after being convicted of espionage. This